began its Woody's Karaoke on Thursday, and Ant the Pant does Friday's weekend warm-up. Saturday night is the house party with Andy Hicks, and Sunday afternoon, Woody's Karaoke, while Big D takes you through Sunday evening. Meanwhile, if you'd like to take advantage of the Pig on the Walls hotel facilities, then call them now on Sedgley 88 3000. That's 01902 88 3000. Kent Street, Gornal. It's the Pig on the Wall.
Advertising your business on the nation's hottest dance music station could transform your company's image. So for details of our custom-made packages and our very competitive rates, please call Groove FM now on 07977 664181, or visit our webpage at www.grooveuk.co.uk. Groove FM. Groove FM. Groove FM.
Never before. Your love for me, something I didn't say. But baby, I know better now. When you walk in the room that very night, a special feeling just burst inside. It was only you, nobody else. But baby,
thought you were scratching on that.
It was, actually. Can you tell? Did you tell that, could you?
Mm-hmm.
Marvellous. The Artful Dodger, then, featuring Craig David and Robbie Craig, who aren't related. They're not related.
There's lots of Craigs.
And that is Woman Trouble. I've got Woman Trouble. I can't find a decent woman.
That's it.
Before that was Samantha Mumbo, riding high in the R&B chart at the moment, mate.
Hang on, Mumbo.
Mumbo.
Is that really a name?
Here is the...
Samantha Mumbo.
Where's the sleeve gone? I've lost
the sleeve.
She
ever thought of getting a stage name before she tried to get a top 10 hit?
Look at that. She's nice.
Oh, actually, I will look at that.
She's 17. Put it away. Put it away, please.
What, the CD?
Yeah.
All right. What the...
It's the boxing theme, isn't it?
From 1970, what?
What are we? 079-77-66-41-81. Call us at Groove. It's the PLT Sunday evening wind-up show. We'll say hi to George in Holly Hall, who could be listening tonight. Also to Jason, who lives in the same block.
Hi, Jason.
And we'll say hi to Mick as well in Briley Hill, who could be in tune.
Hi, Mick.
Possibly isn't. Also, newsflash. Ken Dodd's dad's dog's dead. I said it. You thought you'd catch me out, didn't you? You thought it was late and you'd catch me out, but you didn't. Shout out to all the HT crew tonight.
Joe!
Tell Bella and Holly to go back to their kennels. And Theo, get out our country, because you're bent. That's from Chris B. That's a bit sad, isn't it? Live and let live. Come on. Tell the KFC boys to go home from the McDonald's crew. Oh, fight going on here.
Right.
Who's going to win this one, the McDonald's crew or the KFC crew?
KFC, because their food's better.
What happens is, at midnight, they amass on the car park and throw the unsold burgers at each other. That's what happens.
I've seen them do it.
And then Ronald McDonald comes out and referees the match. But he's biased, because the McDonald's team always wins. Say enough respect to the Withymore Massive.
Enough respect.
I love you. Maz and Nathan. Your face come flying across the mix of them.
Massive.
tell David Evitts he's a retard.
Oi!
From Heathfields, and they rule. It's a knockout.
Remember that?
Stuart Hall here. Eddie Waring. Theo B is gay. Okay. Hi to everyone in Kinver. Hello. That's from Dave Brown. He sounds like a darter, doesn't he? Dave Brown on the hockey. Dave Brown, double top. Double top for the game and a match. Bobby Filler is stupid. So am I. Thank you. Play us Queen, the Stephen Gately remix.
Special prize.
No.
Two.
A speedboat.
Three.
A matching silver Tupperware set.
Four.
Don't keep on. I can't think of anymore.
It's a vibrator with batteries.
Yourselves as well.
A hi to Nat and Elm, who are the Merry Hill Dogs in the Mark III Escort. Bag of poo, it says here. DJ Leather wants a mixing competition. What? 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 Just go away. Just go away. DJ Leather wants a mixing competition with DJ Parkin.
Something got me started.
Okay. Come on, please play the Birmingham crew. No.
Yes.
I did send you a nice heart to Teddy message. You did, didn't you? And say hi to all at Windsor from Joe. Okay, hi to you lot. DJ Parkin can't mix, by the way. And I didn't meet any of his fan club at Redwoods last night at all.
That's because he hasn't got one.
Why won't you play the Birmingham crew? I'm getting very angry now, and I think I'm going to have to come round to you and smack your bottom.
No Birmingham crew then.
Okie dokie. Nay is my name. You nay. You're a horse, or are you a donkey? I think the latter probably. Hi to Lau. Is that? Why don't you get real names? Why don't you just get some real names? Why don't you get a life?
That's it, right. If you're texting us, change your name. Just change it to something like Paul or something like that, you know?
Or Lolly.
Lolly?
I'm in love with Lolly now. I wish I'd gone to the Beacon Big Day Out yesterday. I missed Lolly. Missed it.
There you go. That's
Chris Jones,
yeah. That's why they got people going.
Play some garage. There, play some garage tunes. I've been playing some. Haven't you heard them? Shout out to Chivers in Swindon. That's some Andy in Wombat. Andy's a garage fan, aren't you, Andy? Top weekend. Keep up the good work. Please play Shooting Star. Cheers, Bob.
Like a shooting star.
No. Grief. Please say hello to Dan down the lion. That's from Shady. Or is it Shandy?
With the real Slim Shady.
Don't care.
Will the real, please. Oh, I couldn't tell that last week, could I either?
So will the real Slim Shady please stand up?
Slim Shandy.
Please stand up.
Shout out to Dolman, who's probably tugging from from Pagey. Tugging what? Has he got like a caravan or something? Sterling Moss sucks sweets in his rusty red Ringer Fiesta from Nat and Elm. Give us the reg number. We'll pass it on to the police and then we'll sort you out. DJ Fear is back. have you been away or something? Didn't miss you. Shout out to Pagey in Springfield who is tugging. Another one who's tugging there, isn't it?
The Sunday night tugging experience.
And why not? Give a big shout out to all the cruisers up Mesa, living it large. Boy racers to the red line from Brad, Peckham and Al. You're all sad. Get a bus pass. Stay out the bus lane. Big shout to all you lot in the studio and Steve and TRG. Can you say happy birthday to me for Wednesday? Love, Jody in Cosley. Happy birthday to you. Hi, Dave. Love you loads. Ask some Carla and play the Birmingham Crew. No. Chris B needs to get a life because Italians rule. You scruff. No, they don't. What happened in the war? You swapped sides. Shout out to Andy in Womben. Shout! Beacon FM are pants. The big day out was a waste of money. Are you listening?
That's
you lot.
Not our opinion, that's the opinion of a listener.
£1,000 and 17p. Because that's what I'm worth. Pingu.
17p.
You've won. £1,000 and 17p. Thorns. What? Thorns. X year 11 rule forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. No, you don't. Big Yo from UK Radio 99.2 as Yo! Was Mr. Chill Out. Hello to you. I didn't know who you were the other week, did I? And I've been reprimanded for saying that now. Tell the boy racers to go home. It's past their bedtime. Go home.
There it is, 17p.
Hey! Don't play the Birmingham Crew. It's crap. Play Salt and Pepper instead. And tell Laura I'm going to have sex with her fit ass when she comes back. DJ Leather.
Fucking.
Sounds like something's going on tonight. David Evitts likes Jackie Skelly and Jodie Cole. Heathfield's rule. What are we? Some kind of message service for these kids or something? Is that what we exist for here?
Looks like it.
Blimey. Just go and text Tiger Tim or something. Go on.
You'll appreciate it.
Go on.
Oh, yeah.
Go on. Uh-huh. Any more on there? Pink Elephants and Lemonade, dear Groover. Can what? You hear the laughter running through the love parade. Ha ha. Someone's on drugs, aren't they?
That's off a record.
Someone's on drugs.
In fact, it's off a record that Scott Davis played last week.
Gemma Coombs and James Martin suit by from their girlfriends. They hang around on a dinner time. What?
Eh?
What?
Eh?
Thanks, Year 11 rule. KFC, Mackey's, grow up. Radial is a dump.
Okay.
It's costing you 12p every time you send these.
Up to
12p. If you're on Cellnet, it's 12p. Tell all the Maryhill crew racers on Thursday.
Hey!
The Rozzers show up to what? Chip to Narrowboat Way. If the Rozzers show up, just accept your punishment like boys.
Kick ass.
Play Birmingham Crew and my missus says she will give me the session of her life. The Blue Escort is on the deck from the Collis and Jones. David Evitts is some kind of swear word that I can't say. How about some kinky sex bomb? Love you always, Triple X.
A DJ Triple X.
That Birmingham crew tune is not good. Get some hard house on the go. No. While I'm waiting for my boat. From Wendy?
What? Boat?
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 Even Starport or something? You should be on 24/7. You beat the crap out of Beacon.
Is that just us or?
Probably. Is that also the Howler Groove or
we
what?
Get to sleep.
Tell Dialer Tyler he's wrecking my bathroom. That's from the the Tommy Tit.
Good.
Oh boy. Tell Peckham and Brad and Nick they are fine.
You're fine.
In big capital letters, fine was. Chris Bate is a faggot. Some holly. I like faggots to eat with chips and onions.
Actually, it's worse than this.
079-77-66-4181. We'll be pleased to do your shouts tonight.
Chuffed.
What, Bart? Sorry?
We'll be chuffed.
Oh, chuffed. I thought you said something else. I thought you swore on the air then.
Me?
No, I didn't think you would. Not for a second. How is Pete Baker tonight?
Pete Baker's groovy.
You're actually looking tired, I have to say.
I'm looking tired.
Ronald McDonald says he can kick the Colonel's ass.
Yeah, but
if you want to witness this mass pretend brawl at Merry Hill tonight, the McDonald's crew are going to go and chuck burgers at the KFC posse around about midnight, so you've got half an hour left to go.
The Colonel will stand there with his glasses on and he'll just look at them and go,
The
and
Colonel
then we'll
will
carry down. What's this?
I don't know.
It has to be said that you have some crap backing music sometimes. It's always good.
It's actually Sport on 2.
Sport on 2.
I don't know what that is.
Nobody ever watched it, that's probably why.
Tell Mickey Witt he's a coward from the UK radio posse. You're
coward.
A coward. Yo, I'm a coward, yo, am. 079-7766-4181. Or you can email us studio@grooveuk.co.uk.
No, it's changed for tonight. It's Des Lynam at grooveuk.co.uk.
The Hamburglar. Hi, it's Des here. How do you fancy tiling my bathroom?
Is that before or after he puts his Shaw for Men on or whatever it was?
Good old Des, he's better than Gary Lineker, isn't he? Lineker! What's going on there?
At what?
Something crackled in my headphones. Jackie Skelly goes out with Nay Jordan, so David Evitts can go and do whatever he does. You don't catch me out that easy. 079-7766-4181. He had got some swear words typed on that text then. Yes?
No. Are you going to play Birmingham crew?
No.
Yes.
My finger's working out. I'm going up and down here with the fader because you're going to say something. I do this like, and you don't say anything.
I wonder what you're going to say then.
Marvellous.
What's that you have on the deck there, Mr.
On the
PLT?
Deck. Cause normally I play CDs, don't I, all night. But on the deck tonight, on the Technics. Right. On the Technics. We've got Scott Davis's embarrassing tune of the week. Excuse me.
Embarrassed already.
What's happening there? Is it that plug?
It's you kicking all the wires.
Have I kicked the wire there? All right. Do apologise for that small intermission there. Get your tape decks out because it's that time of the week again when we play Scott Davis's embarrassing tune of the week. What happens, you all know this, I go out to Scott Davis's pit midweek and that's what it's like. And pick a tune from the front of his record box.
Pick a tune.
That was Pokemon. Clever for you, wasn't it?
No.
And what we did, I picked a real corker this week. I mean, they're normally good ones. And we had a choice of two or three, actually. Lolly was one of them.
It wasn't.
It was.
He's got the album, hasn't he?
It was. I can reveal that Scott Davis actually crept in the back of Himley Hall to watch the Beacon Big Day Out yesterday because he fancies Lolly. You did, didn't you? You did. Yes, you did. And you took some photographs.
He was there on the front row.
He was. Lolly! Lolly, can I have your autograph, Lolly?
That reminds me of
I love you, of
something great I saw on a birthday card when I was buying my dad's birthday card last week.
Go on. Is this boring, by the way?
Yeah, really.
Oh, go on then.
What's got 500 legs and no pubic hair?
I'm tempted to say Scott Davis, but he's sitting over there. So I won't.
Front row of a Boys Own concert.
Or the Beacon Big Day Out.
Probably.
Anyway, And we've picked a real corker for this Scott Davis tune. It's from 1991, when Scott Davis was doing radio. So we can't really have an excuse for this at all. It's really, 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 really embarrassing. I want Scott Davis to come over here in a moment and cringe next to me as we play this.
As he does good on a Sunday night.
It's actually called... can I say this? Arnie and the Terminators. I'll be back.
49mm!
And that was
what,
the one.
What does the 45
speed?
Button do, mate?
Oh, dear me. Dear me. Let's have another go at that, shall I?
Blame it on the plug.
Yes, the plug's fault. Just cringe, Davis. Just cringe like a big cringer. You big cringer. I can't believe you bought this.
Hang on, wasn't this something to do with Steve Wright?
It was.
Steve Wright was on.
It was. It's actually got Steve Wright and the Posse on the front of the sleeve.
Was it them that did it?
Sorry?
Was it them that actually did
it? I think it might be. Or it could have been the real Arnie, couldn't it? I can't believe he's bought this. Was this a bargain bucket tune, was it, Scott Davis, or what? Talk to me. Come on, talk to me. Don't be shy now.
No, this wasn't actually. This actually got in the charts.
So did Lolly.
No, I must admit, right, at the time, Steve Wright was playing this on another radio station.
Yes.
And, okay, I brought it.
Yeah, but all right, you paid the full price, didn't you?
Yes.
You paid the full price, didn't you, as well?
Yes, $1.99.
But I'll tell you what, you weren't con, though, were you? You didn't buy the 12-inch, did you? With the 7-inch version on.
No.
I used to hate that, you know. You'd go and buy the 12-inch, and there was a 7-inch version on it, stretched out. The swines!
I'll be back.
I'll be back. Thank you.
I swear I will not hurt
anybody.
So embarrassing for Davis, isn't it? He's got a bright red tomato style collar in the corner of the room there.
I bet it was Pete Baker and Mike.
Well, all right then.
Boy.
I'll do a DJ Khediva style flip back now. That didn't work, did it? Bang goes, my chance of playing at Seventh Heaven, doesn't it? Oh, well, never mind.
I did a good one. I've got a mini disc.
Not that I wanted to, of course. Say hello to
hello.
Butt Banger from his right, from his boyfriend Ken Caniff.
Ken who?
Caniff? Caniff? Caniff?
Caniff. Caniff.
Birmingham crew.
Mash it up. Da.
Ian in Lye. Do you know Ahmed in Lye? Ahmed has shed.
Yeah.
Hi babe, play Angel of Mine.
No.
Who's babe?
You, obviously.
All right, then.
You do look like a pig.
Tell my boyfriend he's sexy. What? I can't say that. I want to be his submissive love slave, Ruth. P.S. He knows who he is, and so do you lot. Do we know who's that, then?
You got a clue, yeah?
Don't know. I haven't got a clue. Name the person. Name him! Can I have what? Can I have a shout for Fluff, McGruff, and the Crasher Kids? Keep on gurning, you ravers, from the flashy head. All right, then. Big Mac beats Fillet any day. We know that. Michael Tibbet is so fit. Does he pump iron or something? On the text again, if there are any free fit single girls out there, give DJ P a call on this number. I'm not going to read it out. Don't give it out. No chance then, have you? Head over to the UCI car park for the KFC versus McDonald's Rumble.
WWF.
Mike Tyson was nothing.
Look at the motivator. Look at him.
Live on Sunday, the 9th of July.
Theo's mum's that fat. What? She takes a compass to the toilet to locate her arse. From Chris B.
That's nice.
That is terrible, isn't it? Mm. Disrespect to mums in the world.
That's
fancy
terrible.
Dissing your mother. 5p, actually.
What's 5p?
It wasn't 17p, it was 5p. Now you've lost.
Oh, no, I might be on about the text message.
All right, then. Shout to the KFC crew. By the way, when are you going to play some music instead of talking? Never.
When you stop texting.
Thank you. The KFC crew will beat the Mackie crew with their drumsticks. Love, Jody. If you want to see this happen, it's going to happen around midnight on the UCI car park. The McDonald's crew versus the KFC crew.
We'll
go and have a look
watch.
At what's going to happen over there.
What do you reckon? We'll pop in on the way back and watch.
We've got Ronald McDonald in the one corner. We've got the Colonel in the other corner. The Colonel's going to have loads of those wrap-up things that no one buys.
That's it. We tried one of those. They're all right.
They're all right, yeah. And Ronald McDonald...
But obviously, because nobody's bought them, they'll have loads left over, so they'll...
That's right.
They'll have more ammunition, you see. So.
And Ronald McDonald will have loads of veggie burgers, because no one buys those either.
Mm. That's true.
Go and check it out. It's just after midnight. It's going to happen on the UCI car park at the Maryhill Centre.
We'll go down and watch.
All right, then. If anyone's over there, by the way, then tell us what's happening down there. There's a kind of fear in the air tonight, isn't there? You can smell fear.
The only thing is, though, it's not really fair because there's like four McDonald's at Maryhill and only one KFC.
Yeah, but if KFC are worth their salt, they'll beat the McDonald's crew hands down. Don't you think? Are you alright tonight? You're looking a bit tired tonight.
Yeah, I'm alright.
You look a bit tired, I have to say.
Okay, maybe I'm tired then, but
you
I'm
look
all right.
Tired. I'm just lamping out the sympathy here for you. You're not taking any of it in, are you?
No, I think I'm alright, thanks.
Alright then.
All right.
So there?
Mm.
079-77-66-4181. Call us at Groove.
Des Lynam at grooveuk.co.uk.
Hi, it's Des here.
Email us.
Looking for the big showdown between the McDonald's crew and the KFC crew tonight. Ladies,
there's also a report on it.
Ladies, join me in the back row and I'll show you what I can do with my moustache. Any more over there, Davis? Before we go on, found his berserk tonight. It's absolutely mental tonight. Let's have a look at some of these. Matt Shorthouse's pants are so crusty that Pizza Hut are jealous.
Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut ought to referee because they're like a neutral side.
They are, aren't they? We reckon they should. I reckon that you at Groove deserve the biggest shout because of the wicked job you lot do. All right, then. And it's a shame you have to put up with Scott Davis. That's some Nate in Hail Zoe. Thanks, Nate.
Nice.
It's a price we have to pay. I hope he's taking his shirt off. It's all over. Please play
he's
Frankie.
He's running down the road towards Hail Zoe. Gone.
Please play Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
What was this the music of?
Don't know. No. Sack and Pagey say Becky Sissons is mighty fine. You're mighty fine, woman.
Mighty fine.
Mighty fine. Have you got a website, Andy? We have. Tell them what it is.
It's grooveuk.co.uk.
Oh, and please say a massive big up to all of the Heath Park crew in Wolverhampton. Tar Andy. Chris B is going to die because I'm going to rip his head off and do something down his neck. The stupid person. Theo rules.
Do you? Theo, probably.
Yam Yam Boys are nothing. The KBO from Kiddie will come up and kick your asses. Name the dates. Yo, it's WWWF here. Look at the hole he's got on him there. Look at the Colonel there. He's got the Ronald McDonald round ahead there. Look at what he's doing to him. Oh, he's just got the Big Mac now. He's sticking it somewhere. Oh, no.
And now he's fetched out a chicken leg and... Oh, no, where's he put that?
Apples have skin, so do pears. Pears are evil. Yes, yes, they are. Kill the pears. Kill. What is that all about? Oh, please.
Somebody seriously needs some help.
Tell Pagey he's got no chance, soz.
I've got no chance.
Broke someone's heart now. Hi, I would like to say a big hello to the biggest Can we say slag or not?
Oh, slag?
Yeah.
You can say slag.
Okay, slag. In Kinver, Carla.
I said it.
That's from Dave Brown. I suspect there's not so much love in the air tonight as hate.
Boogie, 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 boogie.
The KFC crew are getting something up the backside by giant panda bears.
You like panda bears, don't you?
What?
How is the one that got run over a couple of weeks ago?
That's right.
How is he?
I own a greasy spoon cafe in Briley Hill. Can I join in the rumble? Yes, you can.
If you make us a few bacon sarnies, because we're hungry. Thanks.
I'm the best karaoke singer from Mustafa Singh. I bet you are. Carry on with that one. Hi to DJ P from DJ Wiz. Say hi to Scott Davis. Hello. 079-7766-4181. Scotty D's here now. Hello.
Hello.
You sexy man.
You know.
What's that aftershave you've got on?
I'm actually wearing it. It's just my natural smell.
Oh, the sweat is that.
Hey, that's you, mate. Please.
Of course it is. Okay. Carry on with that. Let's have a look then. On the text, it's not the smell of fear you can smell. It's the disgusting smell of the KFC burgers.
No, I don't have them, mate.
Let's just change the old tape.
We have the chicken up here, don't we?
Tape?
Tape?
I can't get me tape in.
That's because we don't use tapes up here.
All right, get that tape in there. It
Stop
won't go
trying
in.
To put a tape in a mini display.
Oh, that's why it won't go in. Good, went in first time for you. Also, on the text... Please play Shooting Star before you go. KFC all the way. Bob.
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 Stereo, that was. Bob.
Bob. Also, Becky Sissons is the fittest girl at Heathfields from Ad and Sack. Oh, it's this one again. Why don't you call Scott Davis Dot Mavis? It would suit him, wouldn't it? And tell the kiddie knobhead, can I say that? To bring Just it on. DJ Leather. Is he a real DJ or what?
I think it's PVC, actually.
I reckon it's bin bag myself.
That's got him back for the old Mavis thing.
Absolutely.
Don't mess with the witty ones.
Absolutely not. What's on the text there? I don't fancy Scott Davis taking his top off and coming to Hal's Owen. So please withstrain him. All right. We'll do that.
Don't worry, I wouldn't waste my time.
Restrain him, I think, is the word you're looking for there. Big shout out to Bridget and tell Jackie Skelly she is the best girlfriend in the world. And can you play Birmingham Crew from Nay Jordan?
Yeah.
Nay. The cars at the KFC are crap. They're all crap. KBO rule. I use the bus myself for my transport needs. Holly and Bella love Theo. Lucky boy Theo. You got two at once there. Dave, you can't call Carla a slag. Have you seen your missus? That's from Cotty. That's nice. Well, that's nice, isn't it? Okay. Please play UB40 for the Dudley crew. Big up to the chocolate teapot and DJ Granny Flossie B. Big up.
Yeah.
Big up.
Big up to respect to Groove FM, but your website is crap. Sorry.
We know.
Pete Baker sort that out, please. He's our web man.
We're not bothered, are we?
We don't care.
We don't mind. Crap.
Also,
the radio station's good.
On the
DJ Park.
DJ Parkin's
tape.
Can
we play his demo tape?
No, we're not going to play his demo tape. No.
Oh,
don't sorry. Give the guy any respect whatsoever. Carla is sexy beast, and I love her loads. P.S. Ronald will kick the Colonel's ass. That's some Cotty. Go and check this out. It's going to happen around about midnight. It's the KFC staff versus the McDonald's crew on the UCI car park at the Merry Hill Centre. Me and my Mrs. Zoe are going to have the best sex tomorrow, and I promise.
Big Al.
From Big Al.
Where's he big?
On top of his head. Come on, Yam Yam boys. The KBO turbos will whip your asses, you muppets. Hello, PLT. I know you've played it, but please, please, can you play Lonyo Summer of Love? Sarah. Is that my Sarah? Who rang last week? Where's me date gone? If any lads want to go to the... Oh, keep your hand still. give me the phone. Just give me the phone.
You behave yourself.
Just keep your hand still.
It's all lanky.
If any lads want to go to the Chill Dance in Telford
you
next Saturday with two 17-year-old disco divas, phone this number. If you want to go, give us a ring at the studio. We'll give you the number, okay? You must be desperate. Any more on there? There's loads on there. Give Bay to the 17B so he can buy a loaf. Of what? Oh. What? Keep your hand still. What's the matter with you, man? Your hand's shaking everywhere. You're on drugs or something. Just give me the phone.
Hang on.
Just give me the phone. Just give me the phone and go away.
You haven't given me this record back yet. You're trying to steal it.
Have
this,
the record. I'm trying to, yeah.
Can I have a sleeve as well, please?
All right, then. Okay.
I want my sleeve.
079-7766-4181. It's PLT Sunday Wind-Up.
I'll keep still now.
It's all gone completely mad. Chicken tastes better on Tuesdays. Why? Text us back and ask and tell us why. We're asking.
Stuff do funny things with it.
Don't trust Nay Jordan when you're taking a wet. All right then. Do me an advert or whatever. Dodgy background music. Yes, that's a whole point.
Very much so.
That's a whole point. Oi, Dot Mavis, I'm a proper DJ. Give me your address and I'll send you a demo tape to prove I can mix.
From?
Look, everybody can mix. It's no big deal these days.
You're not having my address, matey.
Traffic news. We'll do that in a moment. The KFC Colonel has just run over Ronald in his XR2i lookalike. We'll do some traffic in a bit, actually. We got the...
Ronald's cool because he's got red hair.
Can you tell James and Gemma who go to Heathfield to get it together? Because they suit each other. Why?
Get it on.
I am on the UCI car park and I can see the KFC crew. They're just preparing now for the big rumble.
Oh, look at the KFC posse. It's WWF.
If you've got Alison Limerick, if you've got it... If you've got Alison Limerick, if you got...
That makes sense.
And now, and say hi to all my mates. P.S. I'm going to Corfu for 2 weeks tomorrow. That's Ollie nice. R. Just go then. Just
bye.
Go.
See ya.
I know you probably don't like it, but try and play Bump Funk MC's Freestyler next week from Nate. No. Are you looking for someone to mix on Saturday evenings? If you have, leave. Let me have your address and I'll send you a demo tape and you can judge for yourselves. DJ Leather. Scott Davis will do that for you. It's DJ P. Respect to DJ Wiz. Where do you DJ? I would like you to spin the decks and check my set live at the Q Club on the 28th of July.
DJ P and DJ Wiz.
I don't know. Just type it properly. Go to the Q Club and watch him mix or something. I don't know what that is. Big ad sucks, what? Sweet.
Disgusting.
079-7766-4181. I can mix, you know.
You can. Yeah,
I can.
No, I did hear you, actually.
Not that I do it in here, but I do it down at Redwoods in Kidderminster on a Saturday night and a Thursday night.
And the occasional Wednesday night at the end of the month.
Occasionally, but not every Wednesday.
At the end of the month.
That's right. It's that time of the month again, ladies.
Yes, that's right.
Hi, it's Des here.
Don't forget, email Des, deslinan at grooveuk.co.uk.
What a sexy guy he is.
This is Jim McDonald here from Coronation Street. That was Pete Baker. So he is, so you are, so I am.
You know, we were mentioning about the Barmy Brummies on BRNB. And
we were talking about they did that.
Their impressions don't sound a lot like them.
Oh, well, I think they're funny.
Sorry to mention it, but neither do yours.
Oh, come on, I like
Des Lyman's not bad. I'm not sure about the Jim McDonald one, though.
What, mine or theirs?
Hmm?
My impression or their impression of Jim McDonald?
Yours.
All right. Mine's just dodgy. Mine is just dodgy. I'm a dodgy kind of bloke. You want to call us? It's 079-7766-4181. Is there a live caller on that one? We're going to try and sort this live call thing out.
Okay, I've got DJ Kadiva here.
Yes?
What did you say, mate?
Put him on.
Basically, PLT.
Yes.
You mix.
Yes. Go on.
He says you mix about as well as he hang glides. Minus the hang glider. That's just about dished him totally, that is. Nice one.
Quite incredible. Right. Surely some mistake there. Quite amazing.
Back to Pete Baker.
I was going to put him...
not yet.
I was going to put the bald one on live then, but I didn't think I was going to bother him anymore because he's just dissed me on the air.
The bald one.
The bald one. Kadeem's got no hair now. He's like Steptoe.
That could be quite funny.
It is probably funny, isn't it?
Fast forward the day.
Marvellous.
Bloody great.
This is Groove FM. It's Sunday evening. It's PLT's Sunday Wind-Up. 079-7766-4181. Scott Davis on the phones. Pete Baker's on the guest mic over there in the corner.
Hello.
The naughty boy corner. Okay. Amongst all... It's a big pile of rubbish. In the far corner, we have this huge massive, humongous pile of rubbish.
Just point out, it's not in the same in the corner as me.
Oh, while, by the way, when, while Kadee was listening to us...
Hello.
Who is the girl with the black top?
Girl with the black top?
He'll know what I mean. It's Groove on a Sunday. 079-77-66-41-81. He's in trouble now. He's in trouble with his missus.
Should kick ass.
Exactly.
Kick ass.
That's got him back, hasn't it? That's got him back. And you know what? Next Saturday, I'm going to play The Power of Love on the Rob Searle remix just to piss him off.
Can you say piss?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know why my CD player didn't work then.
Neither do I.
That was a big crescendo then to play that, and it just didn't want to do it. Hang on.
What are you doing?
I pressed it and nothing happened.
All over the place.
Look, CD players do this to me. Let's try it again. Let's try it again.
Even the CD players hate me.
No. I know. I know. I know, because that was on the wrong fader, wasn't it? That's the one. That's the one there, isn't it? Yeah. Let's try that one then. Okay.
All right then.
All right then.
What's there then?
Nothing. It's not working again.
Look!
I'm taking it out.
Come on!
Come around here, technical man.
What?
Right, I'm going to take me shirt off now. Look at this.
Things aren't that desperate, are they?
Oh,
yeah.
And clean the CD CD. Okay. I know it's a dodgy CD because I tried to play it at Redwoods the other week. It didn't work.
Silly face, isn't it?
Oh, marvellous. Let's try it back in the CD player then and see if it's going to work now. We want tracks.
Just what are you thinking about it? I have one of these.
Cheers, mate.
No problem.
You're a good guy, really, aren't you?
It's playing now, see?
See, I cleaned it now, you see? That's why it's working. You cleaned it now. Sunday evening, 8 minutes to midnight. The big rumble's going to go on at the UCI car park at the Mary Hill Centre. It's the KFC posse versus the McDonald's crew. Ronald McDonald versus the Colonel. Go and check it out after midnight.
A lot more chunkier.
We have the guy from Channel 4 Racing, McCrurick, isn't it, or whatever his name is, with the betting, isn't it, when he says, it's 2-1 McDonald's, it's 4-1 KFC, my money's with KFC. You know, with the dangling bits around his head.
Most of my money's with KFC as well, that's because I always eat there.
So it's looking like KFC, you reckon?
Oh, I reckon.
Has it started already?
It's not yet, but it's about to kick off, I think.
Right. Many cars down there.
Yes, thousands of them actually down here to watch the Rumble tonight.
It's like the Max Power, is it?
Most of them have actually got Max Power stickers on the back as well.
And before
so it all sponsored by.
Before it all started, there was a big concert, wasn't there, featuring Lolly?
Yeah, Lolly was down here.
And the guy from EastEnders,
she
Ricky.
Was actually
Ricky.
She was in the reception of the UCI.
And was Louise there as well?
She was, yeah. Well, she was with me.
Told you. These go around in a camper van doing performances. They do it. Right. We'll come back to you in a moment. But
thanks.
While you're there, play a decent tune. Kerry in West Brom and Scotty D. Yep. Wheeze Dart Original. Whatever that means.
That's the original.
Tell Carla in Kinver that it's past her BF time, whatever that is.
Bedtime.
From Beak. I need a man. Not me, you understand. Anyone up for some fun with a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, 17-year-old female, let me know. We'll be round
later.
Bring Andy Hicks as well. My poor baby, you sound stressed. You need someone to release that stress. Love and kisses from, what was it? Katie,
don't,
was it?
Don't erase it this time.
He's done it again. Can you tell Mr. Dixon at Edgecliff School, Kinver, that Paul and Ollie say, pardon?
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 Pardon? What?
The teacher's listening now, haven't we? Wordsley Chippy will lamp the KFC and the McDonald's crew. Right then. It's a big free-for-all. Oh, blimey.
Where did that come from?
KBO want to race real cars, not lookalikes. You jokers. You jokers. Beak, can you smell the badgers? What?
Huh?
What?
Hmm?
Good, Dave, because she looks like a man. Hey? PLT okay. Is really pants.
You are, mate. You're really like pants.
He expects folks to what? Go on.
What?
To dance? Not up here. Not up here. Not up here. Tell Kim she's a slag and I hate her. And there's an Italian scumbag from Chris B. I play good music, don't I? Hi, PLT. Tell Holly and shut up. Tell Holly and Bella not to fall asleep. From Theo, Bates is going to die tonight, so don't go to sleep. Watch your back. Well, oh, no, carry on. Get rid of that. We're not having all that rubbish again, are we? Blimey. I'm hurt and upset now with this thing about me playing crap music. I'd be up for that blonde 17-year-old. I bet you would, but we have first choice.
I thought you knew, mate.
You understand. Sorry, it comes a bit of a shock to me.
I thought you knew. It comes all this a bit time, of a... I thought you knew you were playing it.
If you play me a tune, I might think about it. Have you ever thought about tantric sex?
Tan what?
I don't know.
Is it empty?
Yeah. Right, the phone is going off. The phone is gone.
Drink.
Yeah, turn it off.
Bye.
No more shouts.
I'm now.
Disappointed on two counts now because Scott Davis has erased those girls' phone numbers.
That is bad.
And
can we
turn
it back on and get that?
And someone tells me that I play crap music.
Sorry to break it to you.
Don't laugh, Hicks. It's not funny. Don't laugh. It's not nice. It's very, very hurtful.
Don't talk about his music.
I have to say, I'm just upset now. I'm just so upset, and you know, I don't know what I think I might cry.
Come on, then.
You can't see me because you're down Mary Hill, aren't you? You can't see me crying.
That's it.
I can cry.
I've got you on my monitor screen here. I can see you.
Oh, well done.
Yeah,
I'm crying. Real tears. Because someone's upset me and hurt me.
All right.
It's so bad. Right. So while I cry, we'll play a tune, I think. Shall we?
Mm,
oh,
if you
excuse
want.
Excuse me. Let me just find my knob over there.
Excuse me?
I'll just tug my knob down there.
Reaching over to find your knob.
I'll just tug my knob down there. I'll try that joke again. Didn't work the first time. The phone's off, isn't it? Davis.
It's gone.
The phone is gone, so you can't text us anymore.
Is resting in peace.
We're going to close down shortly, and I'm going to go home and have a night tossing and turning, thinking about my playlist.
We bet you are.
Thinking about my playlist.
All right, okay.
You lot have got such dirty minds.
We're going to go via Mary Hill as well and check out the Rumble.
We are. Well, you're down
I'm
there.
Already here. I'm going to come and pick you up, though.
You've ruined the scam now.
I'm going to come and pick you up.
Oh.
And take you down Mary Hill.
Oh, for goodness sake. That whole thing's falling to bits. It's like one of Kadeva's sets, isn't it? It's falling to bits.
Put it back together again, then.
All right, then. We'll play some of this in, I think, shall we? Guess who mixed this?
It's got to be B15 Project.
No.
No.
Guess who mixed this?
You?
No. Guess who mixed this?
Awful. Awful Dodger.
Yeah.
Oh, this is what's it, isn't it?
This is Lyndon David Hall.
You're playing this for Carol, aren't you?
For Carol in West Brom, who I emailed this week and she hasn't responded yet. So, Carol, if you love me, email me. If you don't, just enjoy the music, my girl. Me, isn't it? Oh, it nearly called me out again. Nearly, but not quite. Very nearly. That was the final tune from us this evening, because we're all tired boys after a long weekend at Groove, aren't we?
And we're all going to go to not a bit
in a moment.
Very quickly,
not yet,
I think.
Not yet, though. Not yet.
Hang on,
Davis. I'll fight you if you do. I'll fight you. It'll be all over then. It'll be all over. It'll be all over. If I have to get out this, if I have to get up to you,
and here's the live commentary now.
Here comes Davis. Here comes Davis. He's got one of those KFC things, those wrappy things,
and he's gonna shove it round your head.
Here comes Davis.
He's gonna wrap your head up in it.
So we're gonna go in a moment, but before we do,
remind you we're back next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. with the long-headed guy.
Yes, Fast Eddie. Andy Hicks follows him. Win. Pete Lawrence follows him. TRG at the what?
Controls.
All right. Follows him. Where's he gone? You dare. You dare. Don't jump. No.
Kick it.
And then Triple X and Perfection do their woman thing from 6 to 5. And Tony DeLeon.
They wash the dishes and clean the studio. They do. All right,
yeah, safe. I'm washing the dishes. Respect. Safe. From 9 till midnight. On Sunday, we have Adrian Marks starting at midday. Then we have Scott Davis with the Big Pants Show.
I think it'll be going now then.
He's not listening to me, luckily. And then we have Steve Harding, who does not put his voice on.
It's me, Steve Harding!
Yeah!
Yes, hello!
If he turns this off, I'm going to kill him.
Kick ass.
And
especially
then
before you mention Marsha.
Exactly. Tony DeLeo and...
Tony DeLeo?
DJ what?
Sai.
Who's Sai? Who is he?
This bloke.
All right.
Sorry, surprisingly.
Pete Baker's Osmosis Show.
It is.
It's 8 till 10. And you dare, on. Davis, now. You dare. 10 till midnight, it's...
Me, BLT.
We're still there. It's me, BLT. So that's next weekend. You can also call us and email us and do what you want to do next week. We are back next Saturday morning.
Do whatever
morning.
You want to do.
Whatever
those
you want to
do. Those young ladies
did. All right, then.
Not right. Just return the phone.
Fair play. We're back next Saturday morning. In the meantime,
yes,
have yourselves a fantastic week at school and at work. We're going to watch a big fight at the KFC now. We hope they're going to win.
Down there.
In the meantime, nothing left to say apart from
back to Beacon.
Just when you thought we'd gone.